Yeah, there was, as I mentioned, there were a couple of experiments there. There was the DCA did the aircraft one, and the post office had a system for multiple access for small, the idea was for small outstations. So NASA lent them the station for a year, and they still paid for spares and things. We could still order spares through the logistics. That was interesting because they cut the staff down. I was the supervisor that was chosen, luckily. And we had shifts. And then they discovered that there was some ranging they should have done, which they didn't do, which they wanted to extend to complete the mission. So we ended up doing collecting as much data as the full shifts did. And we had teletype operators and all sorts of operators operating things. We only had about three or four on a shift instead of 12 or so. And then, of course, there was the tearing down and packing up and so on. But that station, because it was American, was run on diesels. They had a big Caterpillar. I can't remember the size, about 500 kVA, something like that. But the other thing was they had two Learjet engines to see how they compared for efficiency and so on. They're a bit noisy when they're running. The exhaust went up in the air, but they were quite noisy. It turned out they used almost exactly the double amount of fuel. They weren't very economical. Then besides the telemetry and the main van, the CTEC, Communications Technical Equipment Control, something like that, that was associated with a 40-foot antenna with the transmitters and receivers, and Cole Crocker was the receiver operator. Nev Air was the transmitter operator on our shift. Then they had a food van.
A catering van,
for meals. Then there were a couple of vans. There was another van with the system engineers in it. And then there was another van for the Department of, what were they called then?
Science.
Department of Science, DOSC, I think so. Freeman was the director. And then Frank Northey took over in the extended period. Now, they were good bosses. We had some good engineers there, although they tried to outdo each other. A lot of reports were written and so on, and the things could have been done better. There were, I guess in retrospect you can always see ways of improving things, but they did collect a lot of data. I had a series of that data, and I left it at TID, so I don't know whether it still exists or not. It was a series of about 10 manuals on the whole ATS project.